Student loan debts are a major issue faced by many Americans. Although President Biden introduced new legislation to help forgive loans in 2022, the policy has been halted and will discontinue in July of this year. According to a White House fact sheet, the cost of college has increased threefold since 1980. Crushing student loan debt is nothing new. There's a cumulative $1.6 trillion in debt among 45 million Americans, and $25,000 of debt per student on average. Student debt for any American can be detrimental. It makes buying a home, saving for retirement, or starting a business extremely difficult. America's student debt issue is tied up with a number of other issues, including the rising cost of college, income inequality, and discrimination, as quoted by a 2022 White House briefing. This brief included a survey that found that 20 years after attending college, the average Black borrower still owes 95% of their debt. This stat was taken from the class of 1995 to 1996. Student loan debt is an issue Biden is determined to tackle during his term. In 2022, Biden introduced a new plan centered around income-driven repayment, or IDR, account adjustment. According to the Federal Student Aid website, IDR is a type of repayment plan that gives more leniency and loan forgiveness. Previously, student loan payments were based off of income and household size. Loans wouldn't be forgiven or fully paid off until 20 to 25 years down the line. Additionally, some people's repayment credit wasn't accounted for, or people would be offered forbearances, which are temporary pauses in repayment that don't count towards forgiveness and accumulate interest. They can make the loan more expensive in the long run. Biden's IDR plan primarily targets middle-class federal student loan borrowers, especially after the COVID pandemic. According to the U.S. Department of Education, Biden first increased student loan repayment pauses so people wouldn't have to pay back their loans for an extended period. Forbearances, breaks in payments, can legitimately count towards loan forgiveness under this plan. Specific loans can even get complete and automatic forgiveness. Low-income houses also became a main target. The Department of Education provided $10,000 to $20,000 in loan relief to borrowers, depending on whether or not they received a Pell Grant. However, this specific policy was shut down by the Supreme Court on June 30, 2023, 2 months after it was introduced. The Biden administration also introduced a new SAVE, or Save Repayment Plan, that helps people who borrowed smaller amounts of money, usually less than $12,000. People with loans are guaranteed forgiveness within 10 years, have reduced monthly payments based on income, and have their accumulated interest covered by the government, according to the Federal Student Aid website. The introduction of these new legislations, whether successful or not, completely overturned previous debt policy. Overall, Biden's new plan has helped over 3.7 million Americans and forgiven $136.6 billion of debt. But in a few months, this program is scheduled to end. The Department of Education expects that the adjustments and IDR forgiveness plans will end by July 1st of 2024. In late 2023, the House enacted measures that disapproved of the SAVE plan and cemented the July 1st IDR deadline, according to Brookings EDU. In order to keep IDR benefits, borrowers will have to consolidate their FFEL, Perkins, or HEAL loans. This process can take up to 2 months. In July, normal student loan forgiveness rules will resume. The SAVE plan will stay in effect, but non-IDR plans will not apply to the absolute forgiveness aspect of the plan. According to Forbes, there will be 3 more waves of loan forgiveness approved by the Department of Education before the program is shut down. One in March, one in May, and finally in July. This is an ongoing issue and has toggled between the 3 branches of government since Biden first enacted the policy changes. Future legislation, whether it creates or inhibits debt relief, is yet to be enacted. This is Devin Salva for KCSB News. Thanks for listening.